Hello, welcome back to the Finer Things Club, where we discuss our favorite novels in a very civilized way. My name is Zoe Banija. I'm your host. I'm here today with Lane and Kaylee. Say hi, guys.
Hello. Hey.
We are talking about 50 Shades of Grey today by E.L. James, which is, of course, the first book in this trilogy of erotic novels, the first one of which sold over 125 million copies in like 3 years, and it was made into three box office hit movies, and nobody seems to like them. So I just wanted to talk about that with you two. But before we do, what is a book that both of you would like to recommend to our audience today?
Confessions of a Shopaholic. I don't know why, but I love that. And honestly, it has like a similar vibe to 50 Shades of Grey, because it's like a super corporate guy like falling in love with a really like regular girl, but it's like better.
What about you, Lane?
Mine's totally different. I think everyone should read Fight Club. And everyone, right. I keep telling people to, like, every time I tell people to read it, they're like, oh, we just watched the movie.
Yeah, I only watched the movie and it was really
read
good.
The book. So
I
should read
it's the book. Really good.
Okay, the book is really well written and a really good story. And I think it's so much better than the movie.
I only said Confessions of a Shopaholic because I only really read when I was younger. And that was like my favorite.
Yeah, it was like your younger. Favorite book when you were young.
Yes. So go read Fight Club.
You guys should switch ideas. Those both sound...
They're so different from each other.
They are. They're really different. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. So we're going to jump into 50 Shades then. And Lane has decided to do a 60-second summary, is the word I'm looking for, right, of the novel. If you did not watch the movie or read the book, then you will know what happens. And she's ready to go now.
All right, so book starts off with Anastasia Steele, and she goes to interview Christian Grey, and it becomes a whole sort of erotic BDSM relationship, which is super intense and sort of romantic. It's a man of many shades, I'll say.
50 shades.
If not more. If not more. I think there's more. I think is madly in love with him, and I think he's madly in love with her, but basically their relationship goes on twists and turns, and they try to come to some sort of conclusion on what they want to have as their relationship. Or, you know, not even relationship, but contract. Really.
Right. And then it doesn't work out.
It doesn't work out, no.
That was a minute.
They break up.
It's
they
a contractual agreement that doesn't work in the end.
Yeah, that was really interesting, this whole, like, idea of a contract that they keep talking about.
But the thing is, they never actually sign it. So it really does become sort of this relationship that they're trying to, like...
She's just trying to put it off, though.
Agree on.
Like, sometimes
she's like, I'll sign right now. He's like...
And
wait,
he's like, but
then.
Hold on.
He feels bad.
But does he? Because he's like, but I'm going to make love to you right now before we sign the contract. Because he just keeps putting it off,
I feel like
too.
He knows what he's doing is fucked up. Like, I don't know. That's what I thought the whole time. But he's just impulsive, you know?
Mm. He's a man.
But he does want her. He does. In a different way than he's wanted someone else.
Yeah. I don't know.
I thought he was lying.
What part?
You don't think he's lying? He's a lying man. No, I thought he was like
he's a lying man.
Sometimes I just felt like there's just no way. Like, I mean, I guess it's supposed to be. I read somewhere that it's supposed to be like a fan fiction.
Yeah,
of
girl.
Twilight or something.
Yeah,
I was wondering why it was so similar.
It's like Twilight.
I was like,
it's
why
Twilight.
Is she just as annoying as Bella? Like, why?
But okay.
First, so I didn't actually know that. Is it a fan
did
fiction
you not know
Twilight?
That? Okay.
I had no idea.
Here is the tea, everyone.
I didn't actually know it was written by a woman until today. And the only reason I knew that is because I was watching Always Sunny in Philadelphia and they told me
that show. That's my fave.
It's so funny.
That's funny.
But yeah, they were like, you know, it was written by a woman because they were like making an erotic movie on, anyway.
That's
a tangent.
That's funny.
I digress.
I
was
not like
I don't like that show. I don't like
She's like, that's funny.
I don't like things
the about driest, not
hilarious. I love that. No, I don't like shows about people who are mean to each other. I'm like, oh, this sucks. Okay,
so you have a very valid point.
Yeah, they're mean. So this is
they're horrible.
The tea for the audience. I don't know if like everyone has read Twilight fan fiction in their early teens, but I did, and I never came across this story. But like, there's like a big community of
people. I know there's a huge following.
Yeah, of like who just like rewrite like Twilight, but it's not always necessarily in the same format. A lot of the times, like, people just have their own idea of the story that they want to write.
Right.
Like, oh, I want to write a BDSM story about like a woman hanging out with some rich dude. And then they'll just use Bella and Edward and Jacob and all these characters. And like the format of that is always pretty similar, which is why to me, like, this story, I liked it a lot because it like was something that I read a lot when I was 13. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like Bella falls for Edward and she like doesn't know if he really likes her.
It's like
her
a forbidden
and,
love.
And then, this Jacob character is like, I like you, except now his name is Jose. He's still brown though. It's fine.
He's still brown though. That's always so fucked up though.
Yeah, it was making me mad because I was like, why does the brown guy always have to like get like kicked to the curb? But then I realized it was like a Twilight thing.
Yeah. Jose a little bit more like naughty though in this one.
Naughty? What's
or like they made it seem like she liked him more, I guess.
I don't know. He seemed more
sexually aggressive.
Yeah, like more sexually like, I will have you, like you will be mine.
Right. Right.
Instead of
Jacob.
Ooh, who are you thinking about?
Jason.
Instead of Jacob
being like,
who's always
like, I will
just
always
little puppy
be
dog.
Here for you. Yeah. Like, yeah. I love you, but I'll be on the sidelines if you want me. You know?
Sideline, I love how she like throws in some Spanglish. She'll be like, Dios mio, Ana.
It's like, why does he
like
do that?
Jose, I love
it's like, we get it, he's Hispanic.
But the girl, the author's British. There's a lot of times that you could tell that
so she just like doesn't like, know what
things
up.
Are a little bit off. Like, she'll be like, I wrote down something. She was like, oh, the crash in the 1920s. I'm like, oh, you mean like, what do you, I don't know. It's just like,
oh,
she's
yeah,
talking
okay,
about
yeah.
like, you know.
I almost
like
feel
the
like
stock market.
Yeah.
I almost feel like she didn't even like mean, like she didn't even want or care about people like thinking it was enjoyable to read. Like, she did it
no,
for herself.
No.
Or something.
I mean,
swear.
I don't know.
Because I low-key, like, the whole time I was reading, I was like, I feel like she's just, like, going off in her own, like, brain. Like,
okay, let me get to the nitty-gritties, guys. I feel like we got a lot to say. So, you have given us, Lane, the little A. This is what the story is about. But I have a professor who says that there is always a big about in a story.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the author is trying to tell you within
right.
their story. This
right.
is what the story is truly about. What do you think E.L. James was trying to tell their audience? Kaylee pointed at Lane.
Because I don't know yet.
What is the author trying to tell us?
Yeah. What are the themes?
What's the story about? I don't know. I think the story is about her trying to figure out what she wants. Whether she can...
I think I might know.
You know, compromise, giving up, like, that control.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, she's so, I don't know, like, finding the compromise between this, like, letting this man,
yeah,
like, control
sure.
her.
And, like, wanting
and
to
And wanting to be, like, controlled in this, like, sexual environment. But wanting to feel, like, okay asking for more.
Right.
But being okay with the fact that, like, there's nothing wrong with experiencing this, like, I don't know, BDSM, like, romantic release, I guess, of not having to, like, care, like, being able to trust someone enough with your body and, like, your mind so that mm-hmm. you can just, like, relax and, like, be this submissive character. Because she does enjoy herself. Like,
right.
she's not completely helpless
I mean, but there are there. She enjoys herself some of the times, but there are some times where she like straight up like doesn't like it. Yeah,
yeah,
she
where
like
she hates it. Is repulsed.
And
yeah.
and like I think
that kind of gets. I feel like it's because society also is right. like. You but know what I mean? What that's I what mean. You're, I feel like, she probably feels like she's just letting this guy, like, do anything he wants and just because she likes him.
And
then,
honestly, that's
and what, that's kind of abuse, like, doing whatever you want just because someone likes you. You yeah. know what I mean?
But that's what I mean is, like, is it societal or is it, like, or is it wrong because we're told it's wrong right, or is yeah. it wrong because we actually dislike it?
Right.
It's kind of, like, that's, what I struggled with and where I felt like the character and the author may have struggled with, like, is it wrong because, and maybe that's why we feel uncomfortable reading this book and maybe mm-hmm. why people hate it so much.
Honestly, that's it like what I wrote. That's what I wrote down, what yeah. I thought that the story was about. It's like discovering your sexual self because Anna at the beginning of this book is a virgin. She's like never,
yeah.
she never
yeah.
thought of herself as a sexual being. And when she meets this person who is like so dirty, there are like a lot of scenes where she says like really nasty things about herself, like, oh, you're a hoe, and like stupid stuff, like she's like, you just lost your virginity to a man who doesn't even love you, and you're like, so like it's so
yeah, like
so
who
it's
cares?
Like so, you know, finding the difference between something that like when you are experiencing your like you're experiencing yourself sexually, you had to find the difference between what you don't like because someone told you you're not supposed to like it, and what you don't like because you don't like it.
Yeah.
You know, she's sure. like, she's very like, this is wrong. Or is it wrong?
And I feel like
or
she was
know.
Kind
or
of trying I... to prove that point to yeah. her that, like, you know, he was she was caring too much about what other people thought.
Right. Like, you know, who, yeah. there's so many times that, like, I feel like women are, you know, they're slut shaming themselves. And then you have to, like, be at a point where you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Like no one else like is this. Here. Yeah. I'm here.
Right.
And I want to do this, this, and this, and maybe not that, because I just don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's, like, hard to get to that point.
And he made it really clear that, like, you know, she didn't have to do it, you
yeah.
know?
I thought that that was very clear in the book. Like, he wasn't trying to ever force her to do anything. And even the ending was, like, he didn't force her to do anything in the end.
Right.
And I thought that he was always very clear on, like, these are our hard limits, these are our soft limits.
Right.
If you ever want to change anything, if we do something and you hate it, like,
we don't have to do it.
Oh. I think the hardest part was, like, the punishment aspect
yeah,
of the whole thing.
And she wasn't into that.
Was where that's, like, the BDSM thing. It's, like, part of it is, like, this mm-hmm. whole punishment aspect.
And she didn't like it.
She didn't
but
like that
didn't
at all.
Didn't she, though? Because she didn't say any safe words, and that's what he's...
Yeah, she didn't. I don't know.
That's true. The first time he spanked her, she was aroused. And she was like, the only reason I was upset by it later was because he like left and mm-hmm. it was like weird. And she felt lonely. She felt like he just like left.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't so much about like the
physical
part.
I feel like the only
part
that was like abusive was just his unwillingness to like compromise sometimes. Like it was so his way, but that was like a whole point.
But then like, the part at the end that you didn't read, like the part at the end.
Kaylee didn't finish the book.
Yeah, I'm sorry. She helped summarize it for me.
You did.
I read, like,
and you missed the part
it.
At the end when they're talking and he does say like, I'm willing to try more. And
mm-hmm. Right. Because he's like, used to like, for the audience, this character, he's like, hey, I don't want to be in a relationship. I just want you to come to my house every weekend and, like, not talk to me. And then I'm going to take you into this weird room and, like, you know, tell you what to do. And you, like, don't look at me. And
but only
be
because that's his first yeah. sexual experience as a 15-year-old boy.
Yeah. And, like, but that's just his thing. And, like, you know, they're like, but I don't know what you're doing to me. So now he's like, maybe I can, like, take you out for dates. I don't know. But I still also want to spank you if that's okay. And she's like, oh, maybe I'm not sure about that. And then she's like, okay, if you really, really, really want to spank me, let's try it one time. This is at the end of the book. Show me how bad it can get. And then like,
we'll decide.
Then I'll decide. And he like hit her with the belt really hard a couple times. And then she was like, yo, I hated that so much. I think you're disgusting. And then essentially she leaves. They're like, oh, I guess that's it. We can't be what we want for each other. Which is, to me, to skip ahead a little bit, why I think this is it's like a very interesting love story
yeah.
where it's like two people who really, really want to be together, but they just can't be with the other needs. Which is in a funny
they're
way
such on opposite spectrums, right? Basically.
And in a funny way, I don't know if the author like I don't like obviously the book is not amazingly written, and I don't know if the author knew what she was doing when she did this, but it's like a very interesting comparison to Twilight, where like it you know it's
it was innocent, forbidden love again,
forbidden yeah. love, like these two people who want to be together, but they're like, well, to be together. We both need to give up something that we really don't want to give up, which mm-hmm. is, you know, Bella's life.
I kind of feel like what she was also trying to say is that not everyone, like, just because someone likes something that you think is disgusting, it doesn't always mean that they're a disgusting person. They have whole backstories to mm-hmm. their lives, you know what I mean? And it was right. about, like, misunderstandings, kind of. She was so different from him. He was so different from her. And, but, like, it was all because of the way they were raised and not really because of how they felt about each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was right. it was more of, like, an internal thing than, like, oh, you made me feel this way, I'm going to treat you. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Or, like,
it was really
her getting upset when she couldn't touch him, uh-huh. like, wasn't
and
about her
and the fact that she couldn't
all.
Ever tell, mm-hmm. like, exactly how she felt and stuff. And, like, stuff like that was frustrating on his end, too, I'm sure, you know? Like,
yeah.
stuff that she would do. So it's kind of just, like, some things are really just by, like, how people were raised and not like their love language and stuff rather mm-hmm. than like personal, you know?
Yeah, they're not yeah, trying yeah. to like hurt you all the time. They're mm-hmm, just
exactly,
coming from
like,
their own place.
Mm-hmm.
They're
yeah.
not trying to like dig a hole in your heart.
Exactly.
Every time. Yeah.
And then also another theme that I noticed she brings up, this is something little, is the myth of Icarus who flew too close to the sun.
Right.
And she like talks about going close to the sun too often. Oh, you know.
Like, yeah, like too often.
Yeah.
You
know, it's a theme. She's doing it.
she's all in.
Yeah, E.L. James, she's trying. What, you know, to get it out of the way, what, Kaylee, maybe you have the floor
here. Is this
the
talking shit part?
Yeah. What are the failures?
Like, I'm so torn, though. I, like, don't know if I like them or if, like, he's, like, a piece, like, he's, like, an abusive person that uses his charm to, like, do whatever he wants. Like, I really can't tell.
I mean, I do not think the book is that deep. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's so deep that you're like, and actually the whole time, like, you know, the thing is that he loves her.
I think what I like about it too is that they're not just good or bad. Like, it's a really realistic, like, he like makes her feel like shit sometimes. And like, it's not like a smack. I make her feel like smack sometimes. And forgot what I was saying.
So, Lane, do you have any failure? Like, where did this book fail for you?
I felt like the verbiage of the book was repeated a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I felt like sometimes I found myself getting bored and kind of skipping ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would be like, no, I gotta go back and read it.
Right.
She overused certain descriptive adjectives and things like that, where I was like, I've heard that same sentence, or I've heard that same,
like five
you
times.
Said, like, same paragraph, like, a couple
same
times.
Whole paragraph.
Like, she just copy-pasted.
She just, like really wanted to say it again.
I get that she was trying to, like, reflect back on, like, different things, and, like, the inner goddess stuff and,
mm-hmm.
and all that. But it's
so silly.
It just, like, it got a little bit repetitive and a little bit, like, what's the word? Like, childish, mm-hmm. almost.
She sounded really young sometimes.
It's almost like she's writing in a diary or something, like,
and
I don't know how to explain
the
it.
One thing I did like was the emails. I thought that was really charming.
Fun.
I thought that was really personal.
They send emails to each other.
Oh, yeah.
I know. That kind of made me want to start sending emails
yeah,
to
like, that's
my
like
babe.
Yeah, that's a cute
so
way
I know
of
that I'm never going to, like, keep
check
up with my email.
I thought that that was super sweet. And I thought that, did you guys notice that at the end he'll change, like, CEO and then he'll, like, change his heading at the end of the email?
Yeah, sometimes they're funny.
So I,
yeah,
I thought it was
what?
Charming and hysterical. And I really enjoyed the emails.
Mm-hmm.
It made
but
me
we're supposed
laugh.
To be talking about what we didn't like. Sorry.
Yeah, we're still talking about what we don't like.
So the verbiage, mostly the verbiage, I got a little bored. I got a little, like, got a little lengthy sometimes, and her descriptive adjectives were overused.
She's not great.
She would describe things for like a whole page. It's like, I get it.
Yeah, I'd be like,
him. Oh my God. And then it would be with stuff with like, that I know she didn't know what it was. So she like asked someone, like when she talked about the helicopter and stuff like that. Like, I'm like, I know you don't know anything about helicopters, E.L. James. I know you asked someone and just wrote down everything they said and then put it in the book.
Yeah.
Well, like, it because I don't know shit about helicopters.
It's like, great, thanks. But I'm not going to read it.
Yeah.
And... But what bothered me the most was how she would talk about how everyone was whispering all the time and they were gasping all the time. Like, so
how is that realistic?
Whispering and gasping?
Yeah, like, you know, so...
Like, during, like, sexual scenes?
No, just, oh, okay. Like, they're talking. When they talk, like, you know, how instead of saying said, she would say they whispered. But, like, in my head, it would just be, like, you and me talking and then all of a sudden I was like, I didn't know you were like that. Like, what? And then, like, or if I said something, like
nobody
sort of
whispers
shocking,
that often.
No one whispers that often. And she would be like, weird. She would say something, like, relatively shocking or whatever. She'd be like, I'm wearing your underwear, Christian. And then he would go, like, he's gasping like that all the time. That's not cute.
It's, yeah, I did try, like, every time that
weak.
I would try to,
gasping
like,
is weak.
Like, every time I would try to, like, think of it happening in real life, I would get like really cringed out.
Every scene. But and then I did want to bring this up because like this book has a lot, and I don't can't really speak to a lot of these criticisms, but I did want to
talk about how much I hate Anna.
Okay, hold on, let me
like I want to get to that. Okay, like, how much?
Okay. So there is a study in 2013 that found that they, like, took two groups of women. So a group of women who read the book, and the first book at least, and a group of women who didn't. And the group of women who read the book showed signs of they showed signs of eating disorders.
Who read the book?
Women. Yeah, they read the book. They were showing signs of eating disorders. They were showing they were more likely to be dating somebody who was abusive in nature, stalking, intimidation, isolation, using alcohol to, like, you know.
It's because it took the wrong message out of the book.
No,
constantly trying to get her drunk.
He is getting her drunk all the time, and she's never eating. Like, she never eats often,
but
he
does try to get her to eat all the
time. Yeah, but, like,
but I feel like they make it seem like he likes her because she's
it's like a cute thing about
it. I don't know why. Why did the author make it such a huge deal?
That's like their fault, though.
Why did the author make it a huge deal that she wasn't eating?
Yeah, she was like, it was very.
Personally found that a little disturbing. Because, like, personally, why is that in the book at all? Why is that in the book at all?
The author thinks it's cute. That she doesn't eat when she's around him because she's like nervous. And like, you know, it could very easily you'd be like, oh, am I not supposed to be eating in front of the guy that I like? Uh-huh. And then like that's how that sort of thing.
But I just don't understand why it became part of the book at all.
She made an assumption that he was weird about like hunger because he was like really
she needed,
starving
like,
when he was younger or whatever, right?
Maybe, I guess.
But, like, that was only an assumption.
The
he never
thing.
Really talked
he was like,
about
I
it.
Need you to be, like...
You're ready to have sex whenever I want, so
like,
you gotta eat.
I need you to be, like, full.
What? Gross. But, like, yeah, I mean, like, it was definitely an annoying part of the character that she really, like, you know, she's like...
She emphasizes it.
He's like, he's always telling me what to do. He's always telling me what to eat. It's like, why are you not eating that often that he had... Like, every time you guys hang out, he's like, did you eat? And you're like, no. He's like, eat this. And she's like, no. And I'm like, okay. So is, like...
Is this going to become a problem?
Yeah.
Are you hungry? The thing that bothered me about Anna was just that, like, she was just so... I don't know, like, I feel like she was created... to be like the perfect submissive girl, but she's so like this is
sassy.
Like, you know what I mean? She doesn't have like an actual personality or something. It was made to like please like someone, you know? And I think that bothers me or something.
Okay. Well, I'll get back to that in a second. Let me read these studies. Okay. So we have
quiet.
Quiet on the set.
So yeah, this is that after the year. After the book was released, injuries related to BDSM and sex toys spiked 50%.
No way.
50%, what? Yeah.
Because they tried it.
They
they
were like,
honey,
I want to try that. They're like, honey.
dumbass.
But, like, can we get a sex dungeon, like, built into our house?
That sounds cool, honey.
Yeah. And then there's another study that said that nearly every single interaction that was, like, you know, scientists or whatever, they, like, every single interaction basically between the two, these two characters was abusive. Like, in some way, Christian was, like, intimidating her or, like, trying to get her drunk or, like, you know, being, like, so often she was, like,
emotionally intimidating or...
Yeah. So, Kaylee, tell me why you hate Anna so much.
Actually, that was kind of it. Like, but also, she's just so, like I said, she's kind of, like, not the typical, like, what's it called? The pixie, like,
something. Manic pixie dream
girl. Yeah, manic pixie dream girl. But
tell me about that when you get a second.
But she just, like, she's not the typical one type, but she's definitely, like, for some type of guy. You know what I mean?
She's more of, like, a Jane Doe. Is what I would say. So, like, a manic pixie dream girl, for Elaine and those who do not know, is, like, this idea. It's, like, a type of character that is written oftentimes by men who is, like, so it's a story about, like, a boy who is, like, kind of nerdy and he's, like, you know, disenfranchised. He's, like, not feeling life right now. And then he meets a girl who is just so quirky and fun. And she's, like, teaches him how to, like, smell the roses.
Like,
and
let loose.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And she, like, you know, is a little bit, she's different and she's not like other girls and yada, yada. And,
yeah, like, but why did it have to be such a, like, important point that she was so different? And that Kate was so annoying.
I love Kate.
The way that she treats
Kate is the Rosalie, like, character.
Or not even the way she treats her, but she kind of just acts like Kate is so annoying because of her personality.
She loves Kate.
Every time Kate would say something, she was just like, ugh.
She wanted to be Kate, and that's why she was, like, slightly annoying. That's what it also bothered me about.
She would always
be like,
Kate is so beautiful. Oh, like, lesbian love with Kate?
I mean, a little bit.
No, sometimes but, like, I got the feeling that they were, like, kind of, like, you know.
Yeah, she's just, like, her sensual hips and
To me, she kind of seemed jealous of her.
Yeah, like, buxom body and her flowing blonde hair.
Because she always, like, oh, she's so... like, in everyone's face, and, like, blah, blah, blah. She never lets me do whatever. It's like, you don't even tell her anything. Why are you so, like, pressed? Like, she's not even doing anything.
She asks, like, she's her, so, like, annoying. How her day was.
And yeah, she's like, ah. Oh.
It's like, always trying to tell me. Kate's Inquisition.
I hate her.
She's like, she, like, is crying. But this is very similar to Bella, too.
True.
And I have two things.
She never wants to talk to her dad.
Yeah, because, like, they're like, yo. Hey, like, you, ever since you met this guy, you cry all the time. All the time you're crying.
Yeah.
And
this guy,
like,
storms in your house all the time.
And yeah, like, he's, like, kind of weird. I think he's creepy. Can you talk to me? What's going on? And you're like, get out of my face, Kate. Like, no.
She, like, keeps warning you. She just wants to know. She's known you, like, your whole life. And you're like, back off.
And
you're
like, But, and then I did want to say about Anna that I do think, like, in the comparison of Bella and Anna, like, I really like Bella. That's my own thing. But and
I like Bella, but I think Anna is just an over-exaggerated version of her, and I don't,
she's
I
like,
can't fuck with
she, it. She's, like, sorry. Supposed to be smart, and she's supposed to be silly, but I don't really buy any of it.
Yeah, exactly.
And, but she does have
okay,
more...
the only time she was smart was in her emails. I thought she was really quirky and intelligent.
Yeah. But most of the time, yeah.
But most of the time, when she was like, my subconscious, blah, blah, blah.
Well, she sounded stupid. But... she has more conviction than Bella in that, like, Bella was willing to, like, she's like, oh, this man literally wants to murder me. He's literally...
She's like, take me!
Yeah, she's like, whatever, I don't care. At least
Anna
this
leaves.
Character... Yeah,
she, like,
this
has
character,
heard some
and she has a
someone.
Lot... She's like, look, she has a lot of back and forth with herself, like, oh, I don't...
She,
I can't do this,
she
but I love him.
She about it, yeah.
Da, da, da.
For sure.
And then
she
she's
does.
Like, actually, I can't.
She
I can't
has an
this.
Internal monologue, but, I mean, the very end...
And she
though,
chooses herself.
Oh, by the way, she said inner goddess way too many times. I, like, cringed every time.
Her inner
said,
goddess
I think, like,
is this, like,
times.
She says that one more time.
You know, in the audiobook? Yeah, I fucking listened to the audiobook. But she was, like, every time she would mention her inner goddess, she'd be like, my inner goddess, like, she would, like, said it in a different voice, and it was, like, so weird.
Oh, like, the person who read it?
Yeah. She said it in, like, a sassy
on.
Way.
But you know
let's,
what? The end of the
take
book-
a break, and then we will be right back.
Okay.
Oh, I found it. Hello, we're back. And we're gonna move on to talk about what we thought were successes in the book. What did you guys like about it?
The romance.
Literally. Because he's rich and and hot.
Yeah, like, but we know.
I was so serious. I want a hot, rich man. I'm going to manifest.
That's like, the kind honestly, of shit that turns like me on.
Reading the book, though, I was like, I feel like I'm manifesting something just by reading it.
Honestly, though.
Like a hot, rich man.
He's, like, too hot. Is that weird?
He's, like unreal.
I'm, like, not interested in, like, chiseled faces.
I get what you mean. It's like there's nothing like quirky about him. Or
and I just,
but I think that's the point. Like she's so quirky and he's so like perfect and busy.
Okay, this is completely personal, but I don't like super super handsome guys because they just assume that you're into them. They're like, all right, I'll pick you now.
What? And like you usually are.
And that's how it is in this book. Not me.
I feel like because you are more like Christian Grey, where you want to have power over someone other than them having power over you.
True. I feel like you're more dominant in the relationship.
It's so weird how much more
I feel like you are.
Like, I feel like I could not relate to any of this stuff. And I, like, was reading it and I was like, wow, this is actually in a weird way relatable. I really couldn't.
Well, okay. I mean, there was just so many things that I was like, there could be a thing about boys where, like, they're kind of bossy and you're like, stop. But also, I love that. But there's, like, such a line. And I think the line has something to do with, like, when you can tell that the guy thinks he's smarter than you, then there's a problem. Uh-huh. And there are many times in this book where you could tell that Christian's, like,
thinks he's playing her.
He's like oh, she doesn't. Yeah, you don't know how to test your limits with alcohol, like, Bella.
That's like his whole thing, though. He like Anna. Loves it. It's
and
so
I'm like, if anyone ever tells me to stop drinking alcohol, she says slugging some wine.
She also starts drinking more. She never she drank, really and did. She drank every single time she was with him. She felt like she needed a drink.
But yeah. She's also like, he's also literally every single time, would you like another glass of wine? And yeah. She's like, yes.
It's yeah. kind of like he's enabling her.
He'll straight up say like, I want you to drink more wine because it makes you braver, or like some crazy stuff like that.
But then she does the same thing and she'll be like, oh, that's the alcohol talking, or that's the wine talking, or that's the wine making me brave.
Ooh.
She'll say that in the book.
I think he just thinks he's like very perceptive, like intuitive or something, but he like doesn't sometimes know how she actually feels or something.
I mean, okay. Also, this is going to move on to like, what this story says about like us as readers, because so many women read this, and because it comes from fan fiction, which I think is very telling, because fan fiction is so truly like carnal, like desire. It's fan fiction
it
is just
straight from what we wanted.
Yeah, it's just what is it, what they call it, that they're like wish fulfillment. That's all fan fiction is,
like desire.
Yeah, and so like, what does this say about us? Because like, do we want to be Anna? Do we want to be like, oh, we don't eat and we're just like, we're beautiful but we don't know it, and like the whole thing where she doesn't know that he's into her drives me crazy. Like, are we supposed to not?
I felt like that was the relatable part, because it's like sometimes someone could be like, you know how her mom kind of said, like, you know, guys are more like,
they're simpler than
you think. And they'll say how they feel, but like girls are always trying to like find
reason. Like, what does he mean? What is that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I was just like, damn,
I feel like that's true.
Thanks, Anna's mom.
I honestly was like, damn. Carla.
It was
Carla. You were like, what?
No, I was like, damn, I think that that's true. They are simpler than we think. Maybe not Christian Grey, because he's, like you said,
50 Shades.
You know, I was also thinking that he, like, he beats around the bush a lot and, like, doesn't always say exactly what he means. But I feel like the whole point was that he does say what he means when he says it. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't always say it, but, like, when he says something, he means it.
Yeah.
Okay, but back to my question.
Right, please.
What do you think, like, what do you think that people are desiring out of this? Like, is it the money? Is it a bossy man? Is it?
I think it depends on what you want in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it was more like, it doesn't say anything about women in general. It just says something about that woman that wrote it. You know what I mean?
A lot of people read this.
A lot of people loved it.
I think it just shows that a lot of women secretly like being submissive. I actually like, I feel like I had a talk with my brother once about like, you know, I was just being all like, yeah, women shouldn't have to do this and that for a man and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, well, some women like being like, you know, like a housekeeper, like a stay-at-home mom and stuff. And it's like, and I think that a lot of the point of the book was to be like, you know, some people really do want this. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's like, especially in a generation like this where everyone is so like wants to be like women want to be independent and stuff. I feel like it's kind of like an interesting book for people to like read and right. be like, oh, some people, it's like refreshing or.
I mean, it's quite conflicting because like, yeah, you want to be like, you want to be independent. You want to be like, I want to have my own mm-hmm. job and do my own thing and da, da, da. But also there's like this thing that maybe it is like, I don't know, maybe inherently female, but I don't think I believe that. I maybe it's something that is put into us that
no, I we're feel like guys are just as often like being submissive.
But I'm, but like,
yeah,
there's something about you. Like when I noticed this when I was like in high school for the first time, when I had a crush on a boy, I like would see his shoes untied and want to like tie yeah. his shoes, and I was like, ew, like I don't like he should yeah. tie my shoes. I'm gonna start a company. Like, but right. you
I think
know.
Yeah, a big point was also like that the dominant submissive thing is like a way bigger thing than we think it is. Like that's like a lot of the world or like a lot of couples are run by the whole submissive dominant right. thing, but
who
not as
this.
Not as maybe like not in like the sense that they do it because it's so over-exaggerated, but like in a normal everyday sense there's like most couples are there's one that's more submissive and one more dominant and it's like
right.
it was just interesting because I was like that's a lot more relevant than I thought it was, you know,
right,
the I way mean, it is. I think that it depends on like your preference too, but like it's kind of personal, but I've been in like a submissive dominant relationship.
Mm-hmm. Which one were you?
Submissive.
Cool.
And it's, like, it didn't end well. This is my last relationship mm-hmm. where I, like, ran away from him.
Mm-hmm.
He was not a nice person. But I personally, like, prefer to be submissive. But it has to be the right kind of person. Because if you can't trust them and know that they care about you, then you're completely
then it's,
screwed.
Yeah. 100% abuse.
You're screwed.
Yeah.
Then it's 100%
it's
abuse.
It's all, like, based on trust.
Which
yeah,
ended up
for
being
sure.
what it totally was for me. Like,
uh-huh.
completely
it could go
abusive.
100%, like, good or bad.
And the thing is, like, I like to be the caretaker in the relationship, but that doesn't mean for me that my respect and loving, like, from my partner goes out the window. And it doesn't mean that my... like me as a person, my value and my like respect is void.
Right.
So I think that it is an interesting, and it was really interesting for me to read this book because I don't want a relationship where I'm only seeing my partner or my like boyfriend or lover, like, you know, on the weekend. That right. doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm-hmm. And you can't sleep with them or anything.
And I can't like touch them or be with them. And, you know, that doesn't make any sense. And I don't want that. However, I understand this desire to want to like please this person and be with them and trust them fully with like that they have my best intentions at heart, that I can trust them with my safety and my life and like my sexual pleasure and all of these things mm-hmm. because that's what I enjoy. But that doesn't mean that there aren't times when, you know, he takes me out to a dinner, like all these things. And we have like this normal relationship as well. And that doesn't mean for an instant that I'm not like a strong, independent person
mm-hmm.
and that I don't do my own things. So I think it's a really fine line. And I think it's really interesting.
Right.
Yeah, it definitely is a fine line.
I think
I agree with that. Like,
really
it could,
interesting.
It could either be like, you trust them.
Excuse me.
Like I said, it didn't work out in my last relationship and I wanted it
like,
to, but
you could be really happy
yeah.
and they're so like trustworthy, or they can be totally like lying to you the whole time.
Which is what happened. He was like a crazy person.
It's so
in the
about
end,
trust.
And
that's
like
so true.
Completely abusive and horrible. So it totally depends.
Right. I mean, I feel like goes from like person to person and relationship to relationship. I like have found something in myself where
me
like
too.
It's kind of like a thing where it's like I want to be babied but not told what to do. Like, so you know, you have to like figure out in each
right.
relationship, like, you know, this issue of like who's the dominant and who's the submissive.
Yeah, like I definitely realize I'm very dominant when I'm in like a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I'm just like, if you don't do what I want, like, then what the heck?
You're like,
why?
Like,
then why am I here?
Kind of,
I kind of, like, identified with Christian Grey. It was really weird. And I was like, maybe I should stop being like this. He's an asshole. And then, like, made me remember or realize, like, what guys were saying to me, like, that I just were never like, listened to
Christian,
them. Or
Kaylee, please let me touch you. Why? And you're just like,
you're like, I don't want to talk about it.
Nah, I don't want to, like... Don't look at me, literally.
You're like, did you eat today? Have another glass of wine.
It made me realize because I was always very personable with people and that I date. Like, I'm always, like, taking care of them and stuff like that. But I'm also, like, you can't tell me anything, but I can tell you. You know what I mean? I'm kind of, like, hypocritical. Yeah. And it's, like, it made me realize.
You're like, this is what I want.
I'm, like, being, like, Christian Grey. Like, ew. But I learned something from this vlog.
Aw, thank you, L. James. Kaylee's going to change her life.
We learned so much.
I will change, okay?
She just want to be like
Christian. Or you just know what you want now.
But Christian's hot, so I don't know.
Yes. Who knows?
Why do you think people hate this book so much?
Simply because it just triggers them, I feel like.
Triggers them.
I feel like everyone...
What is trigger?
Everyone
mean
has
to you?
A history of abuse. You know what I mean? Right. Almost everyone, like no matter what, even in like small ways or big ways. But I feel like a lot of people just don't like to be controlled, and they've been taught that it's not the right thing to be controlled, and you should stand up for yourself. But in the way Christian Grey was doing it, I just don't really know if it was like it was just not. It wasn't aggressive. I don't know
how
to explain it.
There was one scene. Like, the thing that made me uncomfortable, there's a couple things that made me uncomfortable when it comes to consent.
Yeah.
When she was 21, like, she hadn't even like, graduated from high school when she met him. And he's, like, 27.
And that's so unrealistic. They should have made her, like, 24.
She should have been a little older. It made me a little uncomfortable how young she was.
It made me uncomfortable.
Two, she kept on using the word assault when he would, like, kiss her or like penetrate her in whatever way, like this assault of like in like during the sex scenes that like it was supposed to be a sexy word, but it like made me feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And three, there was a specific scene where she like sent him an email that was supposed to be funny and it wasn't funny. She was like, oh, I read he's like, hey, can you like go home and Google like anal fisting and then tell me if you want to do that or not, basically like go look up what our contract means,
right,
and tell me what you're interested in. And so he's like, did you research? And she was like, yeah, it was nice knowing you, he he he, and like turn it off.
Because she could have easily, that was low-key a really crazy thing to be like, I'm gonna fist you.
Well, whatever, but she said it was supposed to be a joke and it wasn't. And, like, he didn't think it was funny. But he came, and she had just been running. But, like, in this scene, he is, like...
That's where he spanked
kissing
her the first time.
She was going to take off... He was taking off her shoes. And she said in her inner monologue, I've just been running.
Yeah,
and
I
smell sweaty. And so she says no. And that's all she says. And then he keeps on... He doesn't know that she was talking about her shoes and her sweat. Like, all he knows is that she said no. And, like, that was the scene where, like, you know, what I've read in the past, that's what people point to with him being an abusive person.
I guess because she had safe words.
Yeah.
So
he still said no. Like, what mm-hmm. no is no.
Exactly.
And, like, but, like, those are the things that, like, made me feel uncomfortable. And then also, fourth thing... bonus, she's oftentimes very afraid of him. Like, there would be times where she's like, I'm gonna run away.
He'll
come into the room and she's like, I'm looking for escape routes. And like, so it was weird. Sometimes it felt like E.L. James didn't understand what she was saying.
Yeah.
I'm talking like
maybe the language was wrong.
The language,
but the intention was
like she wanted it to be sexy, but it came
it's
off
just hard
as, like,
to, say,
uncomfortable.
To make something so like dark so sexy like that, you know what I mean?
I think that the problem is that a lot of times where it could have been better is like BDSM relationships come with a lot of like time, and
this is only like 2 weeks,
like contracts, like literal contracts, and you know, like, you know the person, you wouldn't just like start one like this and not have signed a contract. It wouldn't happen like this.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't feel so assaulting. You wouldn't use words like assault. You wouldn't there would be safe words. Like, you would trust this person. There would be, like, a legitimized amount of time. There would be a, you know, an agreed
understanding
between these two people. They're, like, consenting adults saying, like, we both want this.
Also, I just don't, like, But I think part of
it makes it sexy because she's like, want this, and, like, I kind of do, but I kind of don't.
Yeah,
and,
like, yeah. She was, like, torn.
It's naughty, and I, like...
and, like, to more...
Like, it's sick. It's sexual. I just think that the language could have been better because she does love him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not trying to be creepy.
It's just that it's normal just people like, don't do that. Normal people don't do like.
What? But what is normal, really? So, like, that's, I think,
it was
normal.
Literally the only reason why the, like, things that he did were, like, was okay was because he's rich and hot.
Right.
Like, if he wasn't rich and hot, what would this look like?
I mean, creepy, but that's stalking, the thing is, like rich and hot so is very, on you, it's like subjective. Like, you know, okay, rich is not subjective, but if you, like, you know, I maybe think that guy is hot.
So yeah. Hot and like, if he really was.
Yeah.
maybe he had gray eyes. And, like,
I did.
I didn't think the guy in the movie was hot, though.
I did. I thought he was hot.
You know, I think he was hot in, like, a conventional way.
My favorite part of all the movies.
Really? I did not like it. I thought the girl was bad.
Yeah, she hated her cute. Even more in the movie.
Freaking okay.
I want to swear really bad, but I'm not going
best,
to.
The best part in all of the movies is, like, in the second one where Christian gets sent away. This is before he, like, gets lost on his
helicopter. Wait, don't tell me about the movie.
Okay, sorry. But, like, he's gone. He's like, stay in my apartment for a while. And there's just a scene
They get back together, right?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
There's just a scene of her, like, staying in his apartment by herself. And I was like, this is the sexiest part of this movie. Like, the guy leaves.
Just her alone.
And you just, like, hang out in his apartment. And it's, like, really nice and beautiful.
Like, the dude's gone. You're like, yes, oh, yeah! I love this.
Yeah, that's awesome. I just want to go to rich people's house and live there without them being there. Just you go, and I will stay here.
I don't want you. I just want your property.
That's my 50 Shades of Grey, your apartment. And then I didn't want to bring up Jose, back to Jose, the Jacob who was still brown, but now he's Mexican.
Okay, but go ahead. Sorry.
He, like, you know, to do his Jacob thing, is obsessed with Anna.
Right.
And, like, she gets drunk. She's like, I've never been drunk before. And then drinks 5 margaritas and then a beer. And then,
yeah, like, that's so.
Effortless. But he's like, Anna speaks, he's speaking Spanglish to her. And then he, like, grabs her and, like, tries to kiss. It's, like, a really traumatic scene, actually. And
I
they
really
kind of
didn't like it.
She, like,
they,
you know,
kind of undermined it, right?
Yeah.
As if it's not a big deal that he
Christian
kissed her.
He, like, didn't kiss her. He, like, assaulted her. And Christian comes and he, like, saves her from him. And then they go inside the club and start dancing. And, like,
I thought that was really weird.
It was really weird.
As if he didn't do anything wrong.
Like,
and then she just befriended her. So
friend,
I think the point was that she's such a weak person.
I think my point is that. That, to me, proved that E.L. James doesn't really understand, like,
rape culture.
Yeah. Assault in the way that, like, a lot of people are, thinking about this book in. Because, like
why they were upset about it.
Yeah, because to think of your best friend, like, assaulting you in that way.
Like, outside
and
the
then,
club, and you're
it's
yeah,
like, a big deal,
drunk.
And they kind of made it seem like it was nothing.
I couldn't imagine ever facing that friend again. And, like, she's just like, okay, Jose, I'm done being mad at you. Let's go. And she's like,
and then they go to a bar again.
Sure. They never said anything about that ever again.
She's like, sorry.
It was literally just.
Deals meal.
It was literally
but you
just
know
to
who
make
was
Christian
mad
jealous.
About it? You know who was mad about it for the rest of the book is Christian Grey.
Right. But only because he's, like, possessive.
And, yeah, it's not because she was assaulted. It's because he's jealous.
Like, right. I mean, I guess he was kind of upset, but it was, like, not like it was an unforgivable thing, which it kind of was.
It was. Yeah. It was, like, a really terrible, like. To me, that was the most terrifying part of the book.
He was like, come on, Anna, you know you want it.
Yeah. Like, to have somebody you trusted like that. Like,
it's like, why are you getting drunk? Is that what he said? I think I remember that.
I don't know. It was. So that to me, like, I don't know.
I also read somewhere on, like, I don't know who said it. I think it was a review. And because me and Paula were talking about it. And someone was like, she shows the, like all of the signs of a person that's being abused. You know, just like. Not wanting to talk about it with people and, like, being very, like, her world is, like, distorted. Like, she doesn't know what's going on. Like, that's typical symptoms of abuse, you know what I mean? And she was feeling those feelings. And yeah. I wonder if she, like, knew what she was doing and she's, like, a genius, or she's, like, so stupid and, like, not with the times.
Who are you talking about? E.L. James?
Yeah. Hmm. Like, I wonder if it was all intentional.
Oh, like, she was writing as an abuse victim.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it did. It felt like she knew what she was doing, and sometimes it really...
couldn't tell.
Because, like, to bring up the inner goddess and,
it swung
like,
in and out, like, a pendulum. I was like, oh, this is good.
Like,
that's like,
very
oh,
smart
shit.
Of it. Like, the fine line, like you said, like, yeah. The fine line between... Maybe that was the whole point, like, just not knowing the difference or the fine line between, yeah. like, abuse and, like, pleasure. You know right. what I mean?
Because there were some points that I was reading, and I was like, oh, I really like this. Like, okay.
Like, that was smart.
Okay.
It was smart.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're just like, okay, your inner goddess is doing the salsa meringue. Like,
yeah. And then I was like, I'm going to skip 4 pages. Can't read this anymore. It's like, can't read the contract again. Like, why'd she print the whole contract in the book? I don't need to read the whole contract.
I read the whole contract. I'm like that. That's why it took me so long to finish.
But why
book.
Did she put the whole contract in the book verbatim? I don't need to read that. Like, I can imagine what it says. Okay. Like,
it's like, Anna, you
like,
have to eat every day.
Like, verbatim.
And then she
did it again later in the book with like the edits. And I was like,
she had like a 15-20 page of a sex scene. And I was like, are you kidding me?
I actually had to stop reading.
Do you know
what
I'm talking about?
Yeah, I mean, like,
it was
I read
like
the
15
first few
pages.
Ones.
I swear it was like 50 pages. I wanted to cry. Like, I'm not even joking. I was like, Zoe, why?
You know, you weren't like, oh my God.
No. Because it was, okay, maybe like one page, it's like, oh my God.
I liked some of them. They were pretty arousing at some point. So I was like, all right.
I only like the hot tub scene. Or
the hot tub?
The bathtub scene.
All right, my mom's gonna listen to this.
Just kidding.
My mom
too. So and everything
my mom.
Is
I hate that
gross.
Scene.
Don't lie, you love that scene.
Paula, I hate everything in this book. Like, you don't understand.
So I also want to talk about... Did we answer why everyone hates this book so much?
Yeah, because makes them uncomfortable.
Because it makes them uncomfortable. And then, like, I don't know. I think people hated Twilight. People hate things that women love.
Well, it was also written by a woman for women.
Because
so.
They, like, make us seem, like, so weak sometimes, you know what I mean?
But she, I think the way that she leaves at the end of this book is so...
It's strong.
Amazing. Yeah, I think, like, the character's terrible. We don't know anything about Anna. She's badly written. But, like, the fact that this is a character.
The whole book is
badly
written. It's also really easy
it's not
to
good.
Judge
it's not
someone
a
that's
book.
Not yourself.
The whole book is terribly written. But the romance
it's
is
sweet.
Nice. It's sweet. Their chemistry is good as characters. And
like,
she leaves as a powerful, strong woman who's like, fuck you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Also,
and, like,
sorry, go
the
ahead.
The first time, can, like, you remember the first time that you were, like, interested in somebody I think she really captures that, like, it's not like your first crush, it's
I feel like
first,
that every
you know,
single
like,
time
she's
I have
like,
a crush on
you're like the first time you're like, oh my God, like,
and also
like,
she
touched my knuckles,
she's only human.
Yeah, they like touch
it.
Hands and she's like the electric spark.
I feel like everyone thinks she's so weak, but if you think about it, if a rich handsome man wanted you, would you do anything he wants?
Actually,
maybe.
No.
Yeah,
no, honestly, I feel no. like maybe. Somebody just said Trevor maybe. Noah in his podcast just like made a joke about who's the Amazon
unless he's
guy?
Like a terrible person, but that's
know,
all seems to be like
Amazon the
guy?
Amazon guy, the richest man in the world right now.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
like
one that
yo,
got
the
gypped
rich-
by her by his wife.
Yeah, he's got the he's you know, whatever. That's
it was
a
his
different
fault.
Subject.
I'm literally Googling Amazon guy.
He's like you know, some kind of rich man. And he, Bezos.
What's his name?
Bezos.
Okay.
And they were like,
Jeff Bezos, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Trevor Noah's like, if Jeff Bezos texts me, are you up? I'd be like, yes, anything you want. And I don't think so. I don't think I would. I can't imagine, like, because, like, what?
But
I mean,
it's
pay
just
off my student
of-
loans. I guess.
What in exchange?
You don't need to be with someone nothing. Like Jeff Bezos to pay off your student loans. You could go like a little lower tier. But Jeff Bezos isn't hot. So
I don't know. I don't know what he looks
Chris,
like.
Christian?
I bet he sucks though.
He's hot and he's rich and he like.
He's obsessed with her and he loves her.
And
there's
he's not annoying.
Things.
That's like a big
he's
thing.
Annoying.
Who, Christian?
I just.
He just doesn't talk a lot.
Anyone like, who tells me good, to do like that.
Shut up.
Anyone that talks a lot, I just can't be with them. So I feel like he's perfect. I don't know. I like to be the annoying one in the relationship. I think it's like cute or something.
Oh my God. Whatever.
I wouldn't be with Jeff Bezos. I'm not a gold digger. Unless you're gonna pay off my students.
I don't know. You don't know what he looks like. I don't even know.
I do. Do you know what he looks like?
I think I saw a picture of him and his wife, and because he like cheated on his wife, and so she like sued him for like half of his money.
Okay, so we're gonna start winding down or up or I don't know. And I'm gonna ask you some quick questions, ladies.
Yes.
What is your safe word?
What is my safe word?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pick one. What would be your safe word?
Like, make one up now?
Yeah. Should you choose a safe word? Quick questions. You're supposed to answer.
Banana. That was literally what I was going to say.
That's so weird.
No, I swear to God.
I was thinking it the whole time. Maybe you're psychic because you're probably hearing my, like,
no, I swear on my life.
I had it, but, you know, I just wanted to, like, make sure it was a good
one. Can that be mine, too? Because I swear to God that was
mine. Banana.
Banana.
Hell yeah. Okay. I was probably thinking about dick, that's why.
What is?
Hey, it's a censored show. Penis. Hey,
you were... You were supposed to come up with one. What's yours?
Yeah, what's your same word?
Banana.
Oh my God, heck yeah. Wait, mine's think alike.
All right.
What is the best perk of being a super having a super rich guy being super obsessed with you?
Massages all day.
New cars.
Oh yeah, that makes me so jealous.
She was like, I can't
get the car. Why? I'm probably hotter than her.
Whatever, bitch. Probably harder than her.
Okay. She was like, I can't accept all these gifts.
Phone and laptop and car.
Who does that? That's not even realistic.
I'd be like, where's my apartment?
Yeah, like, okay. She's like, what am I, a hoe? Like, girl, shut up. Like,
oh my gosh, she's
like,
so...
no, he just wants to have sex with you. Can you shut up and take the car?
I can't believe she was being like that. Like,
he just gave him the car. Just...
But then she gave it all back in the end. But I'm like, at least take the laptop.
You know, part of it, I feel like she was just like, why are you doing this? It was more like that. I kind of feel like it was more like, why?
But he explained why.
He's like, I have money. His explanation
for the listener.
He's like, your
car is a piece of shit.
It's like buying a dinner for, like, us, you know? It's not even a big deal.
He's like, I have a lot of money, and I'm spending it on you. Like, stop asking questions. I have it, and I want to spend it on you.
I'd be like, thanks, baby.
You're like, okay, thanks, baby. That's an explanation. Like, I can do that. Yeah.
Wait, the only reason why she was like that is because the author wanted to make her like that. No, exactly. Girl is that, like that.
That is, like, what I'm saying about, like, Anna is, like, what women think they should be.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, he explained it once. I maybe would ask one time, like, are you sure? Like, wow, this is so, like, extravagant. Thank you. But don't make him explain it, like, over and over again. It's just weird.
Honestly, I, like, figured that out when I was, like, I don't know, in middle school. Like, watching people be like, no, I'll pay. Be like, what? If somebody wants to pay for you, like, sure. Thank you.
I'm like, thanks.
It's like that in itself is a game. You know what I mean?
But, like, thanks. I'll pay for you next time. Like,
and
so I'm not gonna
get
fight
weird
you
about you not letting them pay because they have like ego issues.
Don't
you know,
argue
so.
Again and again and again. If someone wants to pay,
they
them.
Have money. I'm like, you want to buy me?
You have
laptop?
Money, like you go for it. Huh? Sure. I'm ready.
Yeah,
I think she
I will
was
take
so
it.
Adamant
I do not,
about not
so
being controlled, and like she felt like every time he like bought her something, like she felt like he was controlling her,
like buying her.
But the thing is, she said
she loved
fine
him.
With the contract.
She loved him, and like she was, you know, whatever. I don't understand this whole thing where you pretend that you don't know when someone's into you, but whatever. And like, so he was into her very
clearly.
I think
I genuinely feel like she really doesn't think that he likes her as much because the whole time he does seem kind of sus. Like, why does he like? Why does he still see Miss Robinson? That she
Miss Robinson is the woman who seduced him when he was 15 years old. Very disgusting
and
gross.
She and she is a pedophile.
She's a pedophile, and she introduced him to this world. But he's very, like, I had a really hard,
harsh introduction to this world. So if it weren't for her, then I like wouldn't be able to be in this world.
He wouldn't be the like CEO that he is.
Yeah, now. In my opinion, that's not even true. He would just find a better coping mechanism than that.
But maybe you know? Not. Yeah. We don't know. Like,
yeah,
like you were saying.
I mean, obviously, it's like different. Really crappy and. Also, obviously, it's a fictional character, but like, you know, who knows? It's
I'm sure there's some dude out there.
I feel like that's the whole point, though. Kind of like he's a good character, but you know, people just go through things that make them do like questionable things, you know?
What do you think his major crisis is when he has to leave Georgia and go back to Seattle?
Dude, yeah, why don't we ever talk about
it? I know, because we never find out. And but when he's on the phone, he's like, find her. Mm. So who do you think it is that's missing?
I don't know.
Oh my god, he said fine.
Find something. Her.
Oh, maybe. No, his mom's dead. Oh, wait, maybe not. I don't know. I don't remember. I read the other books, but I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What is a hard limit for you in your life, a non-sexual thing? My mom is listening.
Hard limit when a guy talks too much and is, like, more annoying than me. It's like, what the heck? I'm, like... supposed to be the annoying one. Like I said, like, just stop talking.
A hard limit. Like in a relationship?
In life.
In life?
I mean, and relationship, sure. This is what this podcast is about, I guess.
Yeah.
I had to think of one also.
Yeah, sorry, I'm thinking.
I think for me, I just really, really don't like it when people tell me what to do. that's the one that's like on top of my brain. Like
I don't like injustice.
Okay,
that's like the one thing that makes me mad. Like when there's like an unjust or like unjust situation, it's like the only thing that makes me really, really upset.
I don't like when people are like feel like they need to be mad, and so they just like make themselves act mad when they're not.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, you could be chill if you wanted to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, why are you getting more mad than you need to be?
But yeah, that's my hard limit. It's just, like, why are you trying to start a fight? I just don't like people that are, like, very confrontational or, like, combative, like, for everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's my hard limit. I don't like people like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. 50 Shades of Grey, scale out of 1 of 5. What would you give this book?
Two and a half.
Two, maybe 1.5. Honestly, I was miserable reading this book.
I really enjoyed myself.
Me too. I had a fun time. I was laughing.
I thoroughly enjoyed myself. I'm just trying to
get out of her brain so bad. I don't understand. I want to get out of her brain.
She's
like,
so stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm giving it 2.5 because I really thoroughly enjoyed reading it, and I read it really fast. I read it in like 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
But... I think it's a shitty book. Like, I think the writing is not great.
No.
But I love the story, and I thought it was super romantic, and I had a great time.
It was like, did she forget that she already said that? Like,
yes.
Like, she
did.
Is she okay?
No, she was like, oh, shit, I need to finish this. So she, like, copied and pasted
things. There was, like, times in my, like, while I was reading this that I personally wanted to slap, like, the person that wrote it. Because I was like, why are you saying this again? And why is... the sex scene 10 pages long. Like,
I didn't mind the sex scenes,
I think
personally.
That 90% of it,
I skipped them all.
90% of
liar.
You like didn't that was
liar.
My conviction that 90% of it was pointless, like flirtation and like stuff like that, and like her being like insecure for no reason. Like that, like, we got it, you're insecure, you know? But it's like it just kept going. That book could have been cut in half.
Well, I think is so interesting. The podcast is over, but like the first time you're in a relationship with someone, like, is so emotionally crazy. The first, like, I don't know, I have yet to have like a time where at the beginning,
like,
yeah, every
though.
Time at the beginning you're like, ah, this is crazy, I'm mad and insecure, and like you're not proving to me that you like me enough, and
I don't know if they like me and I want this to work and blah blah blah.
Yeah, like, yeah. And this is her first time ever, and it's with somebody who's older than her, richer than her, like, you know,
intimidating
and like, he's and had like a world of like experience and she's never had any, and it's unfair.
Yeah.
And she doesn't
yeah, like,
and she doesn't
question.
Like, he doesn't do relationships at all.
He doesn't do hearts and flowers.
He doesn't do lovemaking.
He doesn't love me.
That's how she kind of...
hard.
That's hard. That's how she identifies with him, though, because she doesn't do the romance thing either. Like, she's never, like, had a crush on a guy.
But she wants to. But she does want to.
Now, though.
We all want to. Everybody just wants to be with Christian Grey.
Gross. And honestly, Christian
joke.
Grey.
I do not. I just want his apartment.
Christian Grey low key wants same. Flowers and romance too, but he's just so deeply like.
He's 50 Shades of Effed Up.
Yeah, that is why the book is called that. Also, yeah, that's
yeah, 50 actually. Shades of Grey.
The podcast is over. We're going to finish talking. Thank you guys for tuning in. I think you should read 50 Shades of Grey. It's very fun. And Kaylee didn't like
you
it.
You have nothing to do and you're bored.
It was a great time.
All right. Thank you. Oh, before I do that, what are you guys going to read next?
I'm going to read the second 50 Shades of Grey.
Kaylee. I'm either going to read The Golden Compass because you told me you love that book.
I did not love that book. What? That wasn't me.
Okay, well, then I'm not going to read it.
What?
I didn't even finish that.
I must know what happens.
But Paula told me to read To All the Boys I Loved Before.
I didn't like that either.
But it was cute.
You liked the show, though, or the movie, right?
I did like the movie. I love me some Noah Centineo. Hey, Noah, hit me up. Send me a message. I know you liked me. Goodbye.
I know you watched The Finer Things.
I know you are listening.
Yeah. I know you care. All right. Goodbye.
I know you care.